ثم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكر. O Allah, open the locks of our hearts by your zikr. So from this hadith, we usually don't ponder, and that is what Ahlullah do. And they also open our hearts to ponder and to think. That this hadith says that, O Allah, open the locks of our heart. Just shows that there are locks on our hearts. And not one lock, akfal, plural, plenty locks. So where does a person put locks? Where there are some valuables. So from this we understand there are great treasures and great valuables in the heart, but they are locked up. And how do you open those locks? With dhikrik. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the keys of those locks are the zikr of Allah. So if a person will do dhikrullah regularly, those locks will open. Then the treasures which are in the heart will come out. Then a person will realize, otherwise they'll be locked up whole life also. And when it, in the hadith it comes, لا إله إلا الله ليس لها حجاب دون الله. That لا إله إلا الله, there is nothing that can block it. It reaches straight to Allah Ta'ala. It's hardly out of the tongues, and it has reached the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing that can block it. It goes straight to Allah Ta'ala. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that when you say La ilaha illallah, then make this muraqabah, meditate, think that my La ilaha, in fact there is one form, ke nazar wo hai jo is kaun o makan se paar ho jaye. Nazar, that word of power, is that goes past the heavens and the earth. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj in such a short while. He traversed all the seven heavens and reached the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And so is La ilaha illallah. It is that nazar that goes past everything. Nothing can block it. And it goes to the arsh of Allah. Nazar wo hai jo is kaun o makan se paar ho jaye. Lekin jab wo nazar wo hai jo is kaun o makan se paar ho jaye, lekin jab wo arsh par par jaye bekar ho jaye. That's where it stops, when it reaches the arsh of Allah. So your la ilaha reaches there, and it comes in the Quran Sharif that kya hai chaudhe bare mein ke arsh mein al khazr. جو بھی تمہارا ہے وہ خزانہ وہاں عرش پہ ہے. Anyway, the ayat inshallah will come to mind that all your treasures are not here in this world, they're by the arsh of Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. That is also one ayat, that your rizq and whatever you have been promised, it is in the heavens. We see our rosy here, it's not here, it's there. From there Allah sends it down. Just like, for example, Zimbabwe and Mozambique, now they have found diamonds there. If the diamonds were there all the time, they got their aeroplanes which they fly over and which scans the earth. They never ever found it, now they have found it. So Allah has put it down. In many places, things are, oil is found in this place now. The diamonds are found in that place now. It's in the heavens, Allah puts it down. When it comes down, now Allah puts your rosy. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. That whatever you have, the treasures of it is by us. Man looks for it on the ground, it is by Allah. So, and to open those treasures of Allah is La ilaha illallah. La ilaha goes right there and it opens the treasures of Allah. And so that is the big store where all the treasures are kept. And your heart is the small store. Now to take from there into your heart, with La ilaha, we must meditate. It has gone to the big store by the arsh of Allah where everything is kept. And it has opened those treasures. Now there is a column of nur, of light, like a pipe, a column, from there directly into your heart. And now those treasures are flowing from there and coming into your heart. They are coming from there and they are coming into your heart. Then ask, take from Allah. Now when you go to a place where there are great, great treasures and the doors have been opened for you, you can take what you want to now take. So don't take small things of this dunya, which is also permissible, you can take. But take the real big things, the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah's recognition, the muhabbat, the love of Allah Ta'ala, all Allah's khazain, treasures, and all Allah's rahmat and barakat, Allah's forgiveness. Those treasures are open now. Just take them and think in your mind, all this is flowing into my heart. So this is by the barakat of zikr. Allahumma iftah affala qulubina bi dhikri. And now when you are taking, وَأَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا بِنِعْمَتِكَ. And O Allah, complete all your ni'mats upon us. And the real ni'mats are about akhirat dunya. We perhaps will ask, I want a new motor car, I want a job, I want this, I want that, whatever we might ask. But all this is going to get finished. The real thing which will last forever is akhirat. And this is the time to take it from Allah. Once our eyes close, which really means when our eyes open. Annasu niyam, annas kulluhum niyam. People are all fast asleep. Wa idha matu intamatu. And when they will die, then they will wake up. Just like a person who is dreaming. Whatever he is dreaming is having a wonderful meal, a wonderful holiday. But when he wakes up, then he says, oh, there's no meal, there's no holiday. Now reality, the real, our life is just like a dream. And at the time of mort, a person will see for himself, every person will realize that now reality has come. This world was just like a dream. Just like if the baby in the mother's womb, if we can speak to it, and we tell that baby that in this world, there are big, big aeroplanes flying around, and big, big buses, and big, big ships, and trains, and what, big, big buildings. The baby won't be able to, in my world, the womb of the mother is so small, it can't even stretch its hands, it can't even stretch its legs, it's so small. How can this be? But when it will be born and it comes in this world, it will be prepared not to believe in one aeroplane, hundreds of aeroplanes, when it will see it with its eyes. It will be prepared to believe not in one ship, thousands of ships. And not one town, but the seven continents it will believe in. And now it sees how fast. Just like that, this dunya is just small like the womb of the mother. And at the time of mort, when akhirat will open, then that is so vast, so big, then a person will believe all that. But the belief of that time is not acceptable by Allah. Now the belief. Believe not on what we see with our eyes, but what we hear with our ears. And also, we don't realize, but we have been trained and taught wrongly. We have been trained and taught wrongly in schools. What we are taught? Seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. Whereas the truth is the opposite. That seeing is deceiving, hearing is believing. We see with our eyes. You run a shop, you get money, all your expenses you see too, you get a nice house, nice car, that you see with your eyes. But what is our belief? What we hear? Allah is the giver. That we don't see, Allah is the giver. But the truth is, reality, iman is that what we hear, that Allah gives, that is what we believe. We see with our eyes that I've got a headache, I take a Panadol, Panado, anything, my headache gets better. That we see with our eyes. But we hear, Allah gives shifa. So what we see is not true. Seeing is not believing. Hearing is seeing is deceiving what we are seeing, everything. What we hear, that is the truth. A train was standing on the station platform, and there was a dog sleeping under the train. And the dog woke up, And it so happened that at the same time the train also started moving. So the dog thought, while I was sleeping, the train was standing still. When I started moving, the train also started moving. So it saw with its eyes the train is moving, and it came in its heart, I'm making the whole train move. And then the dog, it just woke up, now it got fresh of it. So it started running. The train also picked up speed. So now it was convinced that I'm making this whole train move. But in many countries, big countries, the train is going 1,000 kilometers, 2,000 kilometers. How much is the dog going to run? Just now the dog is tired, its tongue is lying out, and it's panting and puffing, but the dog will go and sleep away. Or maybe even the train will run over the dog and kill him. But the train will go away, right through the way it's going. So like that, we see that I'm looking after my family. If I don't earn, what will happen to my family? I must open my shop. I must earn. How many people, all who thought like that, are gone in their qabr? Their families didn't die. Their families carried on living also. And like any country, Mauritius, take 50 years ago, what were the roads like? What were the buildings like? What was the infrastructure? But those people who were that time, if the roads people, they say, if we don't look after the roads, maintain it, what would have? How will the people travel? All of them have died, now what roads you got? Those who thought, without us, who's going to maintain the roads? Who's going to see to things? And they are all in their qabr today. And what roads Allah has given? Those people that time, they were doing little small business, in 10 shanty shops they had, the house behind the shop, simple life they had. They thought, if I don't earn, who's going to feed my family? They have all gone in their qabr. And the children today and grandchildren are doing import-export trade, are doing big, big businesses, are doing business that those people couldn't dream about. They are carrying on. So dunya will carry on. We think we are doing. What we seeing with our eyes is deceiving. Allah is the doer. What we hear with our ears, that is believing. So that haqiqat, that reality has to come with us. And the gatherings of zikr are those where iman increases on Allah. And where our ta'alluq becomes strong with Allah Ta'ala. So we should all try regularly to make our zikr, inshaAllah. We know many types of businesses, import, export trade, furniture business, motor car business, grocery, supermarket, wholesale, retail, lot of things. But there are other businesses which we know, but we don't know. They are there, we know them also, but we are not, our minds are not focused on them, we are not conscious. One of such types of business is nafil ibadat. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that there is nothing by which a person gains closeness to Allah as by the faraids. The main thing that brings a person close to Allah is what Allah has made faraids upon us. Then in the same hadith it carries on, and a person keeps on gaining closeness to Allah by nawafil. First, most importantly, the foundation must be there. If there is no foundation, how can the building come up? So the faraids are the most important. Then by nawafil, a person gets closeness and closeness to Allah. So much so that he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah speaks, the hands by which Allah holds, etc. Before we explain that the faraids is like the structure. And then nawafil is the finishing. So where, if you have the structure of a building, everything is there, the roof, the windows, the doors, but carpets are not there, tiling is not there, we say it's not finished. But when everything is complete, you feel nice. So with faraid, the structure will be there. With nawafil, all the finishing will be there. Then that is when you become so close to Allah Ta'ala. So the meaning, ignorant Sufis have explained wrong meanings of this hadith, which is totally wrong. For example, they say Allah comes into a person, makes hulur in you, that is all wrong. that is shirk. But the correct meaning is that Allah becomes the eyes by which you see. That is that now your eyes are controlled, they don't look at haram anymore. And that happens when you now make the zikr or make do nawafil. Allah may now makes it that you don't have to give up guna, you are protected from guna. The example of that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave, that small children, they like to eat sand, which is unhealthy for them, but they like to eat by nature, mitika, they like to eat sand. So the mother sees that my child is eating sand, it's very unhealthy. So she tells the child's father, her husband, they put concrete in our yard, so that there is no more sand, so my child can't eat sand. Now he concretes the whole place, no more sand. So children also, like crooks, are one step forward. So when the neighbor's child comes, then this child tells you, tomorrow when you come, you must bring some sand in your pocket. Now the mother says, oh, they've gone one step forward. Now when the child comes the next day, she puts a customs desk. First we'll do customs, see what you have come with. Check up, you haven't brought sand, my child will eat sand. So like that, a person, when Allah Ta'ala by Nawafil and many other acts of deen, we must never also make the mistake to say there is only one way to Allah. Allah has kept many ways to reach Allah. It comes, it is said that as many as the creation of Allah, so many ways there are to reach Allah. And therefore, one person is a wali of Allah, and another wali of Allah is also a wali, but they don't recognize that they are walis. In fact, they will even deny that he is a wali. For example, one person's wilayat, Allah made him a wali by tahajjud, du'as in tahajjud, he's crying in tahajjud, he became a wali of Allah. And another person is not making tahajjud, so he said, this person is nothing, he doesn't even make tahajjud. But he is doing social welfare work, relief work, helping the poor people who haven't got houses, who haven't got clothes, who haven't got food, day and night, that is his work. So Allah made him a wali in that role. You are wali, and he doesn't look you at you as a wali. He says, people are suffering, they're hungry, they've got no food, no house. You making tahajjud. You must see to their needs. So Allah gave him wilayat in that road. Allah gave this person wilayat in his road. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ الْأَعْيُنِ. Nobody knows. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ نَكِرًا. Nobody knows. مَا أُخْفِيَ. What Allah has hidden very deeply. So much Allah has covered it up and hidden min qurrati a'yun, of the enjoyments of the heart. Great enjoyment, the wilayah, closeness of Allah. This one has got it in tahajjud, that one has got it in that. One is an alim, he's teaching Bukhari Sharif, he's teaching Muslim Sharif. Allah put his wilayah in that. Another person is in tabligh jamaat. He is all the time in Jamaat. Allah put his wilayat in there. Somebody in Zikr. All different roads to reach Allah Ta'ala. So, there are different ways. And some Buzurgs have said, not only as much as the creation of Allah, but as much of each creation's breath that he takes. How much aren't we breathing? In so many ways Allah is open to reach him. So there are very many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. Kya keh raha tha bhai riyaz
pani
ji nahi 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 kis par ye baat chal rahi hai. So anyway,
wilayat ke mukhtalif raste,
ha ye baat kahan se shuru, usse pehle jor kya hai waqt pe. Ha, anyway, so the by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, aha, nawafil. So some people, there is one way, by nawafil, you become the eyes by which Allah sees. So one, the meaning is Allah will protect you now. Now your eyes, your tongue will be, you won't speak bad, you won't speak wrong, lies, backbiting, swearing, vulgar language, Allah will protect. By doing nawafil regularly, your hands will be protected. You won't write a wrong thing. You won't make the wrong place a signature. You won't forge a signature. You won't do anything wrong. You will be, your legs will be protected. They won't go to wrong places. So by nawafil also a person becomes a wali, becomes so close. The other meaning is that Allah puts barakat in all these things. What you look at, what we say, it turns gold. And barakat in that. What you touch, barakat in that. And therefore, till today, in the whole ummah it is, that who we think is a buzur must come to our house. When he comes to our house, my barakat will come in my house. Or invite him to our business. Barakat will come there. What is it? But the nawafil, Allah has put so much barakat that not only in his life, other people call him, please make dua for me. Please come to my house, come to my shop, that there will be barakat by there. So by nawafil, a person will reach there. Of the many nawafil, one is ishraq. After Faraz namaz, after the sun rises around about 13-15 minutes, ishraq namaz. That is also one of the nafil. Nafils which have been specified in the hadith. Otherwise, whole day and night you can make nafil. But what has been specified, one is ishraq namaz. Ishraq is between 2 and 4 rakats. That is ishraq. If you make 2, also your ishraq will be done. You can make 4 also. And in one hadith it comes that in one battle, in jihad, one sahabi, what share he got of the booty of war, the spoils of war, he made business in it. He sold it, bought, sold, he made lot of money. And like when any person, where you, something good comes to you today, the business was good, then who you love the most, you like to go and tell them. You come home, you tell the wife, today, mashallah, was a good one. Today we've got a big deal. We made good business. You feel happy. So the Sahaba left Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. So they went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, today I did lot business. I made lot money. Unless Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my Sahabi's mind is going towards dunya. I must bring it back towards deen again. And then how he did it also so beautifully. Today that is a thing, especially who we are becoming ulama, those who are ulama, people regard us as ulama, we must use the correct method. When a person is gone in dunya, don't tell him you are the dog of dunya. Don't tell him you are finished dunya da, you are destined to Jahannam, etc. No, bring him back, but bring him in a nice way. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that if there is a dog who is eating a bone, chewing on a bone, it's got nothing else, it haven't got meat, that bone is the only thing it's got, and you want it to eat meat, don't give it 1 hour bayan, that what you're wasting your time eating the bone. You must eat meat, don't put it on wazifa and mujahada or anything, and dare ever snatch that bone from it, because that's all what it's got. It will bite your hand, because it's, that's all what it got, it will bite your hand. All you do, just put a piece of meat there. Without any bayan, any mujahada, the dog will give up the bone and will start eating the meat. So today, so that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, my sahaba is going to dunya, which is a bone of the dog. A dunya, jifun, wa kawataliboha kila, that is going to that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell him this is bad, this is no good. All he told him that a person who makes his ishraq namaz, then he will get, when the sun rises and it shines on all the gold and silver, all the precious metals of the world, when it shines on there, and that is not valuable. But when you spend it in the path of Allah, it becomes valuable. All that he spends in the path of Allah, how much sawab? More than that, 2 rakats of ishraq namaz. Now that sahabi understood, the small prophet I made, in my mind, a big prophet. From a mole, I thought I got a mountain, but it was only a mole. Now he realizes, 2 rakats of ishraq namaz is even more superior. Now automatically, your heart goes off the dunya, it comes on to you. You realize dunya is temporary. What I'll get here, my small profit, small little bit, is only little bit. What I'll get for akhirat is forever. The quality of this dunya is very inferior quality. There is no quality. Quality of things are things of akhirah. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that 2 rakats of ishraq namaz is more better then all the precious metals, gold, silver, diamonds, platinum, uranium, whatever you can think of, and spend in the path of Allah, more precious than that is 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz. So all of us can get that number sawab every year. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who makes Ishraq namaz, he will get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And not only Hajj and Umrah. Hajj you can only make once a year in any case. You can't make 2 Hajj in 1 year. Umrah, you can make plenty of Umrahs, but it's not easy also. Book your ticket, get your agent, get your visas, all, and then leave your work, leave your house, leave all your things. It's not easy also. But every day the poorest person, the most sickly person can also get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew my ummah will have little doubts in their mind that by 2 rakats Ishraq namaz, Hajj and Umrah sawab. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said tam, full sawab. One hadith one time, one hadith 2 times, tam, and one hadith 3 times, tam, yani full, tamam, full Hajj and Umrah sawab. I have no doubt whatsoever just by making your Ishraq namaz. A person who makes Ishraq namaz, Allah makes his day's chores easy for him. All his work becomes easy. So how valuable Ishraq namaz. So we should try do that also regularly. Time to go again. Yeah, now is the time. Can make 2 rakats or 4 rakats. The minute that person has finished his Ishraq namaz, 2 or 4 rakats, the time of jasht, duha, starts off. This is the awwal time. The afzal time is about 1 hour before zawal. If zawal is about 12 o'clock, then about 11 o'clock is the afzal time, the best time. But the time is started now. It's not everyone's cup of tea. It's not easy for everyone. 11 o'clock again he makes wuzu. He comes to the masjid or he puts his musalla and he makes namaz again. Not easy. But now you made your ishraq, you got wuzu. You are on the musalla, you are in the masjid, you can make your 2 rakats of chasht namaz. Chasht, duha, is from 2 to 12 rakats. If you make 2 also, chasht will be made. Make 12 also. But whole life we mustn't stay on the minimum. Sometimes, Ramzan we got time, we go for Umrah we got time, we are in Jamaat we got time, we go in the Khanqa we got time. At least once in a lifetime, do the maximum also. Make 12 rakats chasht also at least once in a lifetime. More often we should. But don't always just stick to the minimum. But anyway, even if you just do 2, your chasht will be done. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 360 joints in the body. And for every joint, you must give sadaqah every day. This the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also found hard. 360 sadqas you must give a day. So it will be hard. If hard, financially also. And if not financially, practically also. To give 300 sadqa all the time. The whole day you'll only be giving sadqa all the time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and made it easy. And said that any small thing you do is also sadqa. You smile with your Muslim brother is also sadqa. But that has to be spelled out today. That Muslim brother must smile with Muslim brother. Now here, Muslim sister will go and smile with a Muslim brother and say sadqa. That is haram. That is not sadqa, that is haram. So Muslim sister must smile with Muslim sister. Muslim brother smiles with Muslim brother. You show somebody directions, that is also sadqa. But show right directions, don't give wrong directions. One person was asked that, how can I go somewhere? He says, take the first right, then the left, then by the big towers you turn straight, and then you get lost. Give somebody directions like that you get lost. What kind of direction? Must give right direction. Somebody is putting their goods in their car, you help them to put it, is also any small thing. Something that harms on the road, or where people are walking, you remove it, is also sadqah. Everything. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and 2 rakats of chasht is sadqa of all the 360 joints in the body. So many of us, we got gout problem, arthritis problem, old people usually joint problem. We tried lot of treatment, but we did not try the treatment of sadaqah. The buzurgs of the past, if they or the family people, anyone got ill, they would find out from the hakim, the doctor, how much will this treatment be. For example, he told it will be 100,000 rupees. Then 100,000 rupees they gave in sadaqah. They did the treatment with sadaqah. Then Allah gave shifa. When the Indian Muslims came first to South Africa and they ordered goods from England, bought goods, and they had to take out insurance that it wasn't compulsory, but to take up or protect your goods in case something happened. What they used to do, they would find out how much that insurance cost. That amount of money, they should feed the poor people. And the goods should come safe, no problem. They gave the sadaqah, that was the insurance. So sadaqah of our illnesses, that you, how much you will cost, you give so much sadaqah. And the other sadaqah is to make chash namas, it's sadaqah of all the 360 joints. So when we have finished two rakats of ishraq, now make two rakats of chash. Your ishraq and your chash is done one time finished. When you are in jamaat, you got time, or you are anywhere else, and the rain 11 o'clock, up past 11, you got time, make again another two, four rakats, how much you want. So Allah give us tawfiq of our nawafil also, inshallah. Pardon? You know, to God, there was